I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar can't afford to lose its next generation, but it is. After the 2021 coup, the military junta soon realized that rebel fighter groups were there to stay and passed a conscription law. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
We've even heard cases of young people committing suicide versus the alternative of going and serving in the military and fighting against their own people. This is a civil war.
In the chaos, gospel workers continue sowing seeds of hope. 35 teens at a refugee camp were recently baptized. Please keep Myanmar in your prayers.
A majority of that country, over three quarters of that country, literally are without access to the gospel. That in and of itself needs to make it a priority.
And the On Eagle's Wings Hope team will begin this summer with the Warrior Leadership Summit, a conference of First Nation youth who'll be spending 5 days learning how to live for God. This Hope team, made up of Native young people, will continue their work in July visiting tribes and proclaiming the gospel to their peers. Brad Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministry says,
these are young people who remember what it's like to be lost, to remember what it's like to not have Jesus part of their lives. And they want their peers, they want other Native people to find the hope of Jesus they have.
So please pray for open doors for the team to come in, open hearts for the youth to hear about Jesus, and open mouths for the team to boldly share what Jesus has done for them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.